Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, so let's follow up with part two, this nasty back and forth between a restaurant and a customer as we're trying to sift out who's right and who's wrong here.
Yeah, so 25 million people got invested in this story, and this is a restaurant that slid into a potential customer's DM because the customer allegedly had was hospitalized, could not make the reservations, and the restaurant charges you for a no-show. So charge them $125 per person for not showing. Well,
I really always thought that was a threat.
No, it's a
threat. I didn't really think they did that.
If you're going to like one of them bougie Michelin star restaurants, that's probably the kind of stuff you're going to get.
Because they're losing out on thousands of dollars probably. That's how much it costs for dinner. I see.
Okay, so he disputed the charges with his credit card company because that's what you have travel insurance for. And he needed to get reimbursed on all these things that he was supposed to do in Boston. And so this restaurant owner, manager slides into his DMs and it's just like goes off on him. Like, you know, how dare you? Who do you think you are? You know, thanks for crapping on small businesses. He had this long retort and at the end said, have the day you deserve.
I love that line so much.
That's fine.
It is.
So he said that and she was not going to let it go. So her response back from the restaurant's feed or from the restaurant's profile. First, you are not a customer because, you know, he never officially showed up. Second, usually when people have a sensitive excuse, they reach out to a restaurant and cancel via phone by having a mature professional conversation instead of disputing their credit card charge, which is hurtful to any business and their staff. I'm embarrassed you don't get it. Again, I truly hope you have more respect for restaurants in the future. And he was not going to let that go. So he responded back. And his response was, it is disappointing to witness the continuation of these aggressive responses. Let me address your points succinctly. Firstly, to state that I am not a customer simply because I exercised my rights under extenuating circumstances is not only incorrect, but also dismissive of the very nature of our initial transaction. By making a reservation, I entered into a customer relationship with your establishment, a fact that remains true regardless of the unforeseen cancellation. Furthermore, your assertion that I did not communicate appropriately is a clear indication that my previous message was not read thoroughly or was misunderstood. For clarity, I did indeed reach out to your restaurant to explain my situation, a point that seems to have been overlooked in your response. To quote the above, my husband did call the restaurant and was told, and was told that it was out of their control and to take it up with my credit card. So then she responds back. Neither one of them are letting this go. So now the manager responds back. So you used your, quotes, credit card travel insurance for our policy and then disputed your fee. Even worse, you were reimbursed. Don't ever say you have respect for, in quotes, small independent restaurants because you don't. FYI, that's also called insurance fraud. Also, nobody on my staff spoke to your husband in that manner. Not a single human on my staff would ever use the words butthurt. Shame on you. We are done. Oh, but he was not done.
Oh, no, he was not.
Okay. I find it necessary to address your latest message with a level of clarity and closure. It appears there may be fundamental misunderstandings of the insurance process and its implications, which I will attempt to clarify. And so then he goes on to explain, like what he did with his insurance. Now, she claims that her team was not made aware of his hospitalization until recently after this whole credit card dispute. But then there was a twist because Trevor had gone on Twitter and posted this. We need a more diverse train system than just Amtrak. 4.5 hours of waiting at Penn to head to Boston and still not out of the city. We are getting off and turning around. So much money down the toilet. So according to this tweet, he was not hospitalized. It was a train delay that caused him not to go to Boston.
Plot twist.
So people started hitting him up. And that's when he said, hey, he actually had to clarify this situation to the Boston Globe.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you. Because that's how many people have gotten involved. Trevor said that his train from New York City to Boston ended up getting majorly delayed. Amid everything, he began to feel terrible, leading him to seek hospitalization and canceling the trip. So ever since Twitter/X users found this, they were coming after him. And then the last word in all of this came from the restaurant table in Boston to Trevor saying, our legal team has been contacted. We privately messaged you and you chose to take this public. The amount of slander that the business is receiving is absolutely horrific. You will be hearing from our lawyers. I'm sorry that it has come to this.
How many people did you say that went viral with?
25 million.
Damn.
So let's just say their reviews on Google and Yelp were not going well.
I bet.
So they had to permanently close the restaurant on Google.
Oh, wow.
And then had to, suspend their Yelp account as well because so many people were flooding their account, leaving nasty reviews.
You better change the name of the restaurant, man. It's a rebranding time.
Go from table the chair or something.
Something.
Get it? The Bird Show.